I always kept in mind the true objectives, maximizing payouts to U.S. firms and making Saudi Arabia increasingly dependent on the United States. It did not take long to realize how closely the two went together. Almost all the newly developed projects would require continual upgrading and servicing, and they were so highly technical as to assure that the companies that originally developed them would have to maintain and modernize them. In fact, as I moved forward with my work, I began to assemble two lists for each of the projects I envisioned, one for the types of design and construction contracts we could expect, and another for long-term service and management agreements. Main, Bechtel, Brown & Root, Halliburton, Stone & Webster, and many other U.S. engineers and contractors would profit handsomely for decades to come. Beyond the purely economic, there was another twist that would render Saudi Arabia dependent on us, though in a very different way. The modernization of this oil-rich kingdom would trigger adverse reactions. For instance, conservative Muslims would be furious. Israel and other neighboring countries would feel threatened. The economic development of this nation was likely to spawn the growth of another industry, protecting the Arabian Peninsula. Private companies specializing in such activities, as well as the U.S. military and defense industry, could expect generous contracts and, once again, long-term service and management agreements. Their presence would require another phase of engineering and construction projects, including airports, missile sites, personnel bases, and all of the infrastructure associated with such facilities. I sent my reports in sealed envelopes through interoffice mail addressed to Treasury Department Project Manager. I occasionally met with a couple of other members of our team, vice presidents at Main, and my superiors. Since we had no official name for this project, which was still in the research and development phase and was not yet part of J-Corps, we referred to it only, and with hushed voices, as SAMA. Ostensibly, this stood for Saudi Arabian Money Laundering Affair, but it was also a tongue-in-cheek play on words. The kingdom's central bank was called the Saudi Arabian Monetary Agency, or SAMA. Sometimes a Treasury representative would join us. I asked few questions during these meetings. Mainly, I just described my work, responded to their comments, and agreed to try to do whatever was asked of me. The vice presidents and Treasury representatives were especially impressed with my ideas about the long-term service and management agreements. It prodded one of the vice presidents to coin a phrase we often used after that, referring to the kingdom as the cow we can milk until the sun sets on our retirement. For me, that phrase always conjured images of goats rather than cows.